You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
We have the issue of the auto bailout. My conversations with the White House are that I believe, as I have always believed, that they should use the TARP funding for this, and that the legislation we passed establishing TARP gives the White House that latitude to do that.
That's Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi yesterday suggesting there's new hope for the three U.S. automakers in their bid for billions from the White House. The White House could dip into TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. Last week, Senate Republicans blocked an emergency loan package in Congress, but the Bush administration could act unilaterally. Todd Zwillick, reporter for Capital News Connection in Washington, D.C., joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
So the speaker sounds cautiously optimistic, but has anything really changed?
Well, nothing so far, except that there are reports out that the White House could make an announcement as early as tomorrow concerning using the TARP for an auto bailout. Now, whenever anybody says as early as, that means the soonest you'll hear is Wednesday and the latest you'll hear is never. So we'll see what happens. But they are starting to make signals that some emergency aid for the big three is on the way. In fact, in the way that Democrats in Congress said they wanted all along. Remember back a couple of weeks ago, the original fight over this auto bailout was the Democrats in Congress saying, yes, let's give them $34 billion or $25 billion or however that number changed, but let's take it from that TARP account, from that $700 billion we passed to help the failing financial services sector. Treasury, you have that money. Let's use that money. And the White House refused. Well, now the ball's right back in their court, and
it's dodgeball, though. This is dodgeball, Todd. I mean,
nobody's actually catching the ball. That's the way it works here.
The question is, are the automakers playing, or are they just losers here?
Well, they're sort of waiting on the sidelines at this point, because this game is between the Congress and the Treasury and the White House, and there's a chance it could get a little bit sticky here, John, and here's why. So they're talking about using the TARP money, as we know. We don't know how big the White House Treasury package is going to be, but there's only $15 billion left in that TARP account. So if they need more than that, or even something less, what if it's $14 billion? Well, they probably don't want to leave just $1 billion sitting in the TARP account. What if another bank fails and they need a rescue? So here's where it could get sticky. They've spent half of that money. They've spent $350 billion of the $700 billion. In order to get the second half, the Treasury has to apply to Congress for the second
right.
half. And the Democrats in Congress are already saying that Treasury's not going to get it, not under the conditions that they had it before. And why is that? Because they've been very dissatisfied that Paulson has refused to use any of the money to prevent foreclosures, direct aid to homeowners, that there hasn't been enough transparency in how the money's being spent, other things like curbing executive compensation. So what that means is that they're working on legislation now to rewrite some of the rules. They'll get that $350 billion eventually, but they're not going to get it without more strings attached. So,
and when you
Treasury
start talking
says,
about new legislation, that would require a vote, right?
That would require a vote. And here's the unknown, the wild card, Adora, is that we don't know when that vote would come. Now, ostensibly, it would come in the new Congress when the 111th Congress is back and everybody's here doing business. However, the automakers need their money quickly, they keep saying. And if this package is to be much bigger, than $15 billion, the $15 billion that's left in that account, then the auto bailout and the $350 billion, which is now tied up in a fight between Treasury and the Congress, could get all tangled up together. We don't know how that's going to work now.
So, Todd, last question. Where do things stand this morning when lawmakers head to their offices or they get on the phones? Are they just going to be working on that legislation, or is there still going to be some negotiating going on between, say, Nancy Pelosi and the White House?
Well, both of those things. There is negotiation going on. Now, Speaker Pelosi says she hasn't spoken to the White House in a couple of days, so they may do something unilateral, but they never do anything completely unilaterally because, again, they're going to have to work with Congress somehow. But that legislation that you mentioned is in the drafting stages right now. Pelosi also said she's working with Barney Frank, chairman of the Financial Services Committee, the man from Massachusetts who's been at the center of this. They're working on that legislation on a separate track. So all of these things are kind of dovetailing into in a way that we're not exactly sure how it's going to work out. It could go smoothly. If they happen in two separate tracks, there's a chance things could get weird.
So the automakers, still the big three, the big U.S. automakers, still have reason to be hopeful today.
Well, they do, because everybody is making all the noises that they're going to get some aid money. I think it's unclear how much it will be. It's unclear exactly what the conditions will be. Will it look like sort of the bill that the House passed a week and a half ago with conditions on, you know, what the cars are and with viability plans by March 31st? Will it look like that? Will it look like something a little bit different? That's unclear. But they do look like they're going to get their money.
Todd Zwillick, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.